بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, or mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, just like when we have some physical ailment, some pain, some ache, some illness, some disease, then we go to the doctor, he examines us, and then he prescribes some medication for us. And when he prescribes the medication for us, we listen very attentively, and we check again with him, we verify exactly when we should take the medication, before meals, after meals, whether it's an antibiotic, for how long, what duration of time should I take these tablets, is there any special diet I should also go through. Depending on the sickness, the doctor advises us. Sometimes he gives us an injection, sometimes the person has to go through an x-ray or some scan, he'll do some bloods, whatever it may be. So we listen very attentively, we follow the advice of the doctor. And when things are still not coming right, we phone the doctor or we go back to him because we are concerned about our physical health, our body. Exactly like that is our spiritual ailments, sicknesses, illnesses, diseases that we have. And for that also we should go to some spiritual doctor, some guide, an alim, whose nigah, whose gaze is not at the pockets of the person, but whose gaze is only at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's sincere and he makes an effort, he's got some experience, he's got knowledge. And it is extremely important because many times, or most of the times, we are going through some spiritual ailments and some diseases, some maladies which we don't even know that we are suffering from. There's a very great hakim who diagnosed the sickness of the person just by feeling his veins, his pulse, and he would prescribe the appropriate medication and people would become cured very quickly through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So somebody asks his Hakim, Hazrat Hakim sahab, in your experience, such a good Hakim, physician, and you have seen so many people, what is the most serious and severe disease in your humble opinion? So the Hakim then replied, he says, that disease is more severe that the patient, the person does not even know he's suffering from the disease. In other words, the person does not know he's got that ailment and he continues with his life not knowing he is carrying some disease, he is sick and he needs treatment. And if he's not going to be treated, he's going to suffer, he's going to die. Like that, we have spiritual maladies, spiritual diseases, whether it is pride, anger, jealousy, love of the dunya, some haram, illicit relationship the person is having, or he's communicating with some woman, or she's communicating with a man. And we have these diseases, we don't even realize how serious these diseases are. How it is affecting our spiritual life, our contact, our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it affects our ibadah, how it affects even our dunya, and of course our akhirat. So until we don't go to the spiritual doctor and find out, because they will be able to check and tell us and examine, and they will be able to detect and see, you have got some pride in you, or your anger is beyond control, you need to sort your anger out, there must be some anger management in your life. This is the prescription the Sharia gives, this is what you need to do. So the person has to go through some spiritual detox, he has to purify his soul. Sometimes depending on the disease, this illness, it's a very heavy one, it's a very severe one, and the time, the duration is a very longer period. depending on what type of, or how rigid this person, the patient, is going to follow the advices of the sheikh. Sometimes it's something very easy, small, like how we take our car to the panel beater, a few scratch here and there, we just do some touch-ups and it's fine. But if it is, goes through some accident, Allah protect us, the damage is bad, then it takes a longer time in the panel beater's workshop. Like that, we all require islah, reformation of our soul. Nobody is free from it. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا. Allah says, successful is that person who purifies his soul. We need to understand that we are spiritually sick. If a person is on denial, he'll never find success. Person is unaware. There have been people who go to the doctor, it was just a routine visit or just a casual visit. Or the person knows the doctor, he's quite close to him. The doctor said, just come to my surgery. I know there's nothing wrong with you, we'll just give you a checkup. And when he goes, he finds he's got a serious heart problem. His arteries are clogged. The doctor says, you better not waste time. I'm booking you in for next week and we have to do some treatment on you, whatever it may be. So sometimes a person is unaware, exactly like that. We are carrying on with our lives, like as though we are all fast asleep, and we're in one big dream, and when we will awaken, it is already the day of Qiyamah. The entire life in this world is like a dream. And when our eyes will open, it's the day of Qiyamah. Now it is too late to make any tazkiyah for and purify our soul. It's too late to make amends, and it's too late to come back into the world. Insan loves freedom. Nobody wants some panel beating of his soul. Nobody wants to go to rigid spiritual exercises. We want a very comfortable life, an easy life. Nobody must reprimand us, nobody must advise us, nobody must correct us. We want everybody to be very pally with us, and even the alim must be our friend. And so he must not make amar bil maruf, nahi anil munkar. The moment he does that, we don't like it. Of course, there's a way of doing amar bil maruf, nahi anil munkar. There's a way of directing, advising the person. But we want complete freedom. And this freedom is very dangerous when it comes to freedom from sharia. We don't want to be following the regulations of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which there is only guidance and benefit for us in this world and the hereafter. So we want to come out of the shackles of this type of rigidness or strictness upon us, and we want complete azadi, we want freedom. It's my body, it's my life, I can do what I want to do, nobody can tell me anything, I don't care, ma'ad Allah. And this is what the ulama are saying, it is their own opinion, it's not what is expected of us. So we make our own fanciful interpretations to suit our own whims and fancies. And today, believe me, you will find those type of scholars and people who will give us those type of solutions, because we want that type of freedom. Remember, this entire dunya, a dunya sijnul mu'min, it is a prison for the believer. We are bound by certain obligations, rulings from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we have to abide by. It's not something that we can just change to suit our lives and our whims and fancies. Yes, in the akhirat, we will get complete, genuine freedom in which we will enjoy all the pleasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the akhirat, there's a real jannah. The jannah for the kafir is this world. He does as he pleases. He changes the law whenever he feels like. He does as he wishes. She does as she wishes. She wishes to dress scantily, that's hers. She nobody tells her anything. But Shariat has got some regulations. Allah and His Rasul want something else from us. And therefore, this type of freedom is not good. Yes, to free ourselves from sin, that is our objective of life. As the Talib Rahmatullah, you see, many times a person becomes a murid, and he just wants to be a salik. I'm a murid, I'm bare to a certain sheikh. And it's very common today. Many people are bare to a sheikh. And they think they are salik. Salik means a person who's treading the path of tasawuf or tazkiyah. He's on the path towards Allah, so he's happy. And just to be a salik. Hazrat Thani Ram says that the objective is not to be a salik. The objective is to be halik. Halik in Arabic means to annihilate your nafs, to annihilate yourself. to eliminate from you all your the wrongs of your heart, your the maladies, the egos, the whims and fancies, to make it subjugated to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To submit and surrender yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to become an abd, abdiyat. You have to become a loyal, a genuine servant, a bondsman, a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to be a genuine ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, we will make mistakes, we will falter, we will blunder, we make tawbah, istighfar, and Allah forgives us, Allah loves us. But it's not just becoming a murid for the namesake. It's not just becoming a salik. We need to bring and become in our lives halik, where we annihilate our egos, our whims and fancies and desires. Many times we think, I'm reading my tahajjud, so I'm very spiritually, I'm very elevated, I'm very pious. But you are doing people down in the business. You haven't even paid your workers the due. That is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Whilst we are excelling ibadah, the mu'amalat, mu'ashara that we always talk about, Allah grant me also tawfiq of making amal properly, and all of us. These are things that we are just overlooking. So even tasawuf sometimes gets a bad name because of how we conduct ourselves. Ilm gets a bad name because the people of ilm do not conduct themselves correctly. Like that, many aspects in our lives, we just overlook, we don't want to remedy, we don't want to treat, we don't want to become serious in it. Hence, respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters in Islam, it is important that we contemplate, we ponder, we reflect, and realize that yes, I have many spiritual ailments. I need treatment. I need to sort my life out. It's not just on certain occasions. Suddenly we get some josh, I want to change my life, and give me the remedy. And after that we go back into our businesses, we go back into our own lives and our own friends, and we are back to square one. Person has to be determined. And this determination comes from within us ourselves. We have to sit, reflect, ponder, ask ourselves, how many years am I living in this world? When was I first alerted about tazkiyah of my nafs? From that time till now, have I really improved my life? Or am I still in the same spot? Am I looking for some doctor out of this world to treat me? Am I genuine? Am I sincere? Do I really want to change my life? Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in were determined. When they accepted Islam, whatever command they were given, and we mentioned last week also a few examples, immediately they brought that into their lives without any hesitation. They were genuine. They were sincere. They were as-sadiqeen. And therefore you find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an effort on the Sahaba, who previously most of them, or many of them, were in the period of Jahiliyyah, they were disbelievers, they embraced Islam, they became believers, they became the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and within a short period of time, they didn't only become leaders of the world, but they became healers themselves. Previously they were spiritually sick, they had kufr, but then they brought iman, they accepted Islam, they made an effort on their spiritual self. They made an effort in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They imbibed nur of nubuwat, ilmul nubuwa. They learned Quran and hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They excelled in the ibadah. They excelled in the akhlaq, in the spirituality, in the dealings, in the conduct, in the behavior. They became real leaders of the world. And they themselves then became healers to others who were not well. People who came after them, the tabi'in, tabi'in, would flock unto Sahaba, and the Sahabi was a spiritual doctor, and he would prescribe the right medication for the spiritual maladies of the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to take this spiritual purification serious in our lives. It's not just one or two gatherings we attend or some bayan, and we are then content about it. It's a daily effort. It's a daily effort. It's a lifelong effort. It's not just a month of Ramadan or maybe Qurbani or Hajj time. Suddenly the person becomes pious. After Hajj he goes back to his old habits. No. It's a daily effort. Person is serious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to his assistance. The moment he's slipping, Allah comes to his rescue. Allah will make openings for him. Allah will show him the right way. Today when we find that a certain fatwa is not suiting us, we will go fatwa shopping. And we will find that fatwa to suit us. Let us not play with the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, we will leave this entire world behind us. We will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all alone. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. And we will, how Allah created us, we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says that you will leave behind everything of this world. You will take nothing with you. Now we have to answer Allah Rabbul Izzat. How will we stand before Allah ta'ala? Spiritually filthy or spiritually purified and clean? May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal to understand dhikrullah is absolutely important in our lives. Dhikrullah of the tongue, the heart, the limbs. We will make mistakes, but we must make sincere tawbah, istighfar, come back onto the highway, back onto the path, not just become a salik, but become a halik, one who is determined to annihilate himself. People around the world, our friends, they will lure us towards evil. Remember, they will not be able to come to our assistance and rescue on the day of Qiyamah. You will have to stand all alone, singly before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think, ponder, reflect. I have to make tazkiyah of myself. I cannot just destroy my spiritual self and then become a loser in this world and especially in the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك شكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما اللہ forgive us completely my Allah Allah every single guna we committed my Allah major sins minor sins knowingly unknowingly Allah the darkness of the night in broad daylight in public in privacy my Allah اللہ ہم نادم ہے ہم شرمندہ ہے forgive us completely my Allah اللہ ہماری دلوں کو مصفہ مجلہ مزکہ بنا purify our hearts اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا الله grant all of us عافية سلامتي حفاظة عزة أمن چين سكون راحة protection your معرفت your قرب give us the sweetness of iman يا الله give us the sweetness of begging from you my Allah the sweetness of taking your blessed name my Allah the sweetness of sajda my Allah اے مالک کریم protect us from the شر of the شرير from the fitna of the fitin حسر of the حاسدين ظلم of the ظالمين protect us from all type of evil my Allah give us happiness in our life my Allah give us baraka in our life my Allah give us halal and طيب روزی my Allah يا Allah make us use it correctly my Allah protect us from haram my Allah يا Allah there are so many people who are not well my Allah يا Allah they are either at home or in hospitals my Allah يا Allah friends and relatives my Allah Ya Allah, and so many others, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Men, women, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging from you, my Allah. Grant all of them shifai, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases also, my Allah.
Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Give us mawtul iman, mawtul madina sharif, burial jannatul baqee, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kothur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, my Allah, you are well aware of our worries, our fears, our sorrows, my Allah, our griefs and hardships, my Allah. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, ujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman dunya wal-akhirah, wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.